July 13th, 1946. Dear General MacArthur, with your permission, I offer wishes of good health during this heat that burns anything. The words I slowly put together do not flow easily. They only fill my heart. Recently fulfilling your heart's desire, you gesture brings a much needed food to our community and families. Do not flow easily. They only fill my heart. A million year old fossil I send to you. This comes from my family and the ancient sea. A prehistoric impression of the modern krill. She feeds the noble whale and offers you. Please take good care in the heat. Sincerely yours, Shizuka.
Here's a little song about boots and a darling named
Rector.
I tried to swing myself through, try to get to the other side. I heard the patch of the cracks in the holes that I have to hide. A little bit of time even made it work okay. Just slow enough to really make it hard. mess it all up, you can try to pretend. But you can't change anything. You can't change anything.
I'm just a face in the crowd. Nothing to worry about. Can't even try to stand out. I'm getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And I have nothing to say. It's all been taken away.
This is the part of the record where everybody said, why, that can't be number one.
I tried to sneak myself through, tried to get to the other side. I heard the patch of the cracks and the holes that I have to hide. Found a little bit of time, even made it work okay. Just small enough to really make it hard when they figured me out.
Face in the crowd. Nothing to worry about. Not even try to stand out. I'm getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And I have nothing to say. It's all been taken away. I just behave and obey. I'm afraid I'm starting to fade away.
Put on your boots and I'll put on mine, and we'll sell a million records any old time. Yeah.
Don't you fucking know what you are?
This is the part of the record where the engineer Eddie Brackett said, if we don't fade this thing out, we're all gonna be arrested.
Time you got it open shit. Had that disposition, said all the boys a-wishing, as we trickled down the coast to Peggy's hideaway. We loaded up the cube vans, the days were steeped in Ray-Bans that reflected love's embrace from which I shied away. And I wouldn't know her ass from a deep hole in the ground lined with bushes and a fence that the neighbors placed around. make a child with me.
And I love how they walk. And I've created a really cool dance called Doing the Pigeon. Doing the Pigeon. And dancing a little smidgen of the kind of ballet sweeps me away. Doing the Pigeon. And doing the Pigeon. People may smile, but I don't mind. They'll never understand the kind of fun I find. Doing the pigeon. I love it. Doing the pigeon. It's me. Doing the pigeon every day. Oh, boy, is that exciting? Now, I'll show you how to really do the dance good, okay? Oh, this is gonna be way out. Okay, feet, do your stuff. Smile, but I don't mind. They'll never understand the kind of fun I find. Doing the pigeon, doing the pigeon, doing the pigeon every day.
We took the babies we knew and the toddlers we knew. Said we'd like to get a slice of life from your point of view.
Cause you cry and laugh a lot more than us older folks do.
It's a Spicer show especially for you.
The markers that I just got are non-toxic. And my sister says the lake is quite dioxic. I don't know what these words mean. I just wanna play where it's clean. But something in the backyard made my dog sick.
Is there something you like?
Squirt cutting my dog.
Is there something you hate?
When my turtle ate my gerbil.
Is it fun to take a bath?
Yes.
No. Sometimes. Yeah.
Should Quebec separate? We'll try to handle that for you
and make a better world
so you can have kids too.
My mom is French and she's a candy striper. When my dad sings Save the Queen, she gets real hyper. She says, Douglas, keep your paws off my notwithstanding claws. And they argue and forget about my diaper.
Gross.
Is there something you like?
Jurassic Park.
Is there something you despise?
When you eat too many crayons.
Do you like to play with dolls?
Not dolls, action figures.
Do you have a gender bias?
My sister has 3 gender biases.
Well, we'll try to handle that for you
and make a better world
so you can have kids too.
Hello, I'm Gabby, and I just got here from Chile.
Welcome, Gabby.
I like Canada, except that it is chilly. I met Premier Barre, and he ain't no Pinochet. My mother makes a spicy bowl of chili. 3 rhymes. Is there
something you like?
Squirt gunning my shreddies.
Is there something you reject?
Food that isn't pizza.
What's your favorite color?
Fuchsia.
Teal. Is that politically correct? Well, we'll try to handle that for you
and make a better world
so you can have kids too.
Now the kids have held court, and we're glad to report that from now on we'll take orders from the young and the short.
In fact, adults should only speak up as a final resort
when there's a grown-up problem through which one must sort. Trust the people for whom living is a sport. If you need us, we'll be backyard in our new tree fort.
Thank you.
fucking men in the ass with dildos. This country needs a lot more sodomy, because there are a lot of crises are coming. Global warming as we rape Alaska for oil, return of coat hanger abortions, downward economic spirals, nuclear terrorism, reemergence, burn the motherfucker down, fuck the police, blow it all up and let's start all over again. It will be a dark and frightening time, and our retarded president will offer little solace or hope. If you think things cannot get any worse, you have no imagination and no sense of history. I'm not saying it's hopeless. I'm saying that these times call for desperate measures. They call for creative responses. They call for public nudity and ass-fucking and cunnilingus of prayer and ritual. I'm talking about a spiritual, sexual revolution, and I don't care if you're heterosexual, homosexual, bisexual, asexual, monogamous, polygamous, polymorphously perverse, fetishistic, submissive, dominant, water sports, Madonna or whore, old, fat, ugly, handicapped, repressed, frightened, ashamed, or even a proud, white, American jerk-off fuckface who irresponsibly and thoughtlessly makes matters worse by talking stupid shit and voting like shit for brains. We must fuck our way out of this, all of us. We are responsible for our recovery, for our salvation. We must fuck our way out of this. And we must fuck for God. We must offer our cunts and our cocks to Allah, to Buddha, or Krishna, or whomever. We must make our sexual offerings as sacraments to the Earth Mother, the Universal Spirit, the Grand Unifying Force. And that spirit will get us through these crises. Jacking off is fine. If you don't want to fuck somebody, fuck yourself. Repeatedly, reverently, and outdoors. They have to be able to see you doing it with pride and religious conviction. And when they ask you what you are doing, you must tell them you are praying. And when they ask you why you are doing it, you must tell them, because I have seen the light, I have heard the voice, and seen the vision, and the voice said go out and fuck and fuck and fuck, and the vision said the same thing, visually, with gestures and elaborate mudras. And so yea, I say unto you, fuck and fuck and fuck and fuck, for politics and law have failed us, and only religion and sex and possibly science will save us. So go outside and fuck for your God, fuck to save the planet, fuck to save us all, and fuck and fuck and fuck immediately and often, as soon as it gets warm again.
My grandma fell off of the rooftop. Oh, granny, you've got some bad luck. But oh, what she said when she fell on her head. She yelled out an ear-splitting, follow Jesus, have faith in the Lord, praise his name and receive your reward.
Yeah! ask again. I can see the crowd and I can't hand you a gun.
We'll be right back. Gentlemen, you've been receiving death threats from some of your fans.
So they're gonna die?
No, Pickles, they're threatening to kill you.
Did? That's a different thing.
Yes. Before the show, we should do a couple safety briefings. I've outlined a very specific...
Very well, then. Anything else?
Any new ideas for the death merch? I remember you all complaining that you're sick of
the... Guys, are you ready? This is it.
Here's the new merch.
This is Time Travel's face bag.
Time Travel face bag? Am I saying that right? Looks like you have some plastic bags. What are you doing?
We're traveling through time.
Yeah, you put your face bag on and travel through time.
Dear God! You, boy in the street! What day is it?
It is Wednesday. It's Friday. It's Friday.
I must have traveled through time itself.
We've figured out how to travel through time at the speed of regular time with plastic bags.
Thank you.
secrets of life that you seek. Then through a microscope you must peek.
Mendel did wonders just using his eye, but to really see, you must magnify. You can't help but notice where nothing but cells, but where in the cell does heredity dwell?
The nucleus, that's where it hides. You don't see much until it divides. When chromosomes enter new phases, split into two.
And that is the basis of sexual transmission, which always engrosses our feverish minds. But it's only meiosis, reducing the chromosomes 50%. So when egg and sperm meet at that blessed event,
the chromosomes form one full set. Just two of each kind, that's the best bet.
And that new cell begins to grow, multiplies into an embryo. The explanation of this growth is it's due to a process we know as mitosis,
and that's what our microscopes helped us determine.
In Germany, where all the germ cells are German.
Exile from the jails of another, where soundings are taken right to his eyes. I have walked the way for him down to splintering bone ashes. With your voice shining clear in his fractures and scars, there are no voices here. There are only confessions keeping him hidden. Gazed from my windows as if all that replaced us could still end in me. For the first time unwoken, I am returned. For the first time. Mind moves. if all that replaced us ends it again, as if all that replaced us ends.
This man, in your
love, never.
What is that mysterious ticking noise? Not over here, not over there. Kind of catchy. Snipe, snipe, Severus Snipe, 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 Severus Snipe,
Dumbledore!
Snipe, snipe, Severus Snipe,
Dumbledore!
Snipe, Severus Snipe,
Dumbledore!
Snipe, snipe, Severus Snipe,
Dumbledore!
Snipe, snipe, Severus Snipe,
Dumbledore!
Snipe, Severus Snipe,
Dumbledore!
Snipe, Severus Snipe,
Dumbledore!
Harry Potter, Harry Potter,
Severus,
Harry Potter, yeah, Harry Potter, Harry Potter,
Severus,
Harry Potter, that's me,
Snipe,
Harry,
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 Dumbledore,
Hermione,
Dumbledore,
Snipe, Harry Potter. I'm Harry Potter. I'm Harry Potter. Harry, Harry Potter.
Singing our song all day long at Hogwarts.
I found the source of the ticking. It's a pipe bomb.
Yay!
Voldemort, Voldemort, ooh, Voldy, 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 Voldemort.
And the band played on as the helicopter's word drunk on the lawn in a nuclear dawn. My senses finally blurred. He was a rock to the end, a solid reminder. Couldn't deny a friend.
We lived in the noise and the sweet amber poison,
peeking up the skirt of the end. And we'd drink two gnarly dudes and some records, much like plates of black food. We filled up our faces, saw some far places, stood on the roof in the nude. And the band played on as the helicopter's word drunk on the lawn in a nude. lines finally blurred between poles. He said we're like cows in the grass, rushing off flies, chaise lounging around, standing up, falling down, till we no longer opened our eyes. And we drink. Ever notice how drinking's like war? Cup of troops or the gums, to the end of our health, the campaign against myself. Armed with bourbons and scotches and rums, and the band played on as the helicopters whirred. Drunk on the lawn in a nuclear dawn, my senses finally blurred. Think of bombs. We're poised on the edge of disaster. Whether it's right or it's wrong, we open the window, played some Nintendo, sang a few bars of some pretty old song.
Irene, good night. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene.
I'll see you in my dreams. Oh, to dream those impotent bones of extinction, flying graceful and free. None but the best, 'cause the man cannot rest till he's finally beaten his meat. Till the end, he passed out on the sun deck that morning, quietly saying goodbye.
But I was so hammered, I sputtered and stammered.
Told him he couldn't just die, he was a rock. Went straight for his own Armageddon. Face frozen in a grin, ambulance flying in. I never drank again. Can't really call that a loss or a win.
And the band played on as the helicopters whirred. Drunk on the lawn in a done, my senses fine.